Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast rolls. Jumpstart
your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along, breakfast rolls. Will it be as manic as yesterday's podcast? Did you bring an apple in this morning?
I didn't bring an apple in this morning. I thought it might just drive you over the edge. I said I'd leave you off today.
Thanks very much. Today's show was so much fun. We came out of studio laughing. It was so much fun, wasn't it?
Oh my God, it was. I think it might have been the funnest show of all time.
The funnest show of all
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, let's...
And it all stemmed from my love of something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And not everybody agreed with you either, which was which made it even more fun.
Oh, you liked that. Didn't you like that? When people were coming for me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you get your kicks.
Yeah. Listen, we started off the show because your son is terrified of something in particular.
All religious paraphernalia.
So, I think my four-year-old son is traumatized by religious paraphernalia.
Okay, all right.
Strange sentence, yeah, to come out with. So it all started a few months ago when he saw Bridget's cross and he pointed at it and asked what it was, and I said, well, that's Bridget's cross. And he got all defensive and he started asking, why Bridget cross? Why is Bridget cross? What did I do? What's Bridget going to do if she's cross?
I'm on board with that. Yes, I love that.
So my mom has been teaching them, like, you know, about Holy God and baby Jesus and Our Lady, and teaching them to bless themselves and stuff. But we were in Kerry at the weekend, and we sleep in my mom's room when we go down there, the three of us. And there's a picture of Our Lady.
Poor mom's on the couch.
Over the bed.
Okay.
And Jamie had a meltdown. He was not going sleeping under Jesus's mammy.
So describe, what is this? So it's a picture or a statue?
So it's a picture of Our Lady, but it kind of looks like she's
For anybody who doesn't know what Our Lady is, what's that?
Our Lady is Holy Mary.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus is mammy.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. I was trying to say that, listen, Jamie, that's fine. That's Jesus' mammy. She's lovely, like, you know, she's sound.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't like her. She's looking at me. She's looking at me. So there was war anyway. There was tears. There was tantrums. I had to take the picture of Our Lady down because he wouldn't sleep underneath it. That's and hilarious. Then he saw a child of Prague. And he just freaked out. God love him. So he does not like the child of Prague either.
Child of Prague is not the easiest looking statue now, in fairness now. It's like just a tiny little child with a coat and a dress.
And
a red hat on.
And a red hat, yeah. And I was trying to tell him, look, if you leave that out, you know, you get good weather. So that freaked him out as well. So, yeah, I have to
which
tell
also doesn't work.
Well, it does sometimes. It does sometimes.
It either does or it doesn't.
Yeah.
It didn't for our wedding day.
It did it not?
No.
Okay, I have to tell you.
Also, isn't there another statue that you put upside down when you're trying to sell a house in the direction that you're trying to sell the house?
Is it? I've never heard that.
Mm.
Okay. I must delve into this sorcery of yours. Trying to sell a house in the direction. Absolute. So, anyway, yeah.
So he's freaked out about
He's freaked out. And I haven't got him. And I haven't got them christened yet. They're four now.
Oh, my God.
And my mother's wants them christened. So, like, when he comes into the church.
Yeah. What is this place? Who's that? Why is that?
Oh Lord!
Who's the guy up above the altar on the tree? Who's the guy in the tree?
Where's Bridget?
That's Jesus. That's Jesus on the cross. Oh no, Jesus is cross with me now. Oh my God.
So,
I need to find out what the name of that statue is now that we buried in our garden.
Oh my God!
Forward.
Yeah. Did you actually do it?
Yeah, it didn't work either.
Okay.
I think Jesus' hand broken it.
What?
We got a message from Alan saying, I agree, the child of Prague does not work. We were talking about this because Una's young Jamie's terrified of any religious paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Like, sees the church and runs.
It started with Bridget's Cross. When he asked what Bridget's Cross was, I said, Bridget's Cross. Why Bridget Cross? What did I do? What's Bridget going to do? Why is she cross?
Alan says, I agree. Child deprived does not work. My parents, my in-laws, our aunts and uncles, and my wife, and I put one out the night before the wedding, and we ended up with a red level storm. That's from Dara.
But you know, that's going to be memorable. Like, the lights went off at my wedding.
Oh, that's right.
During the meal.
Yeah. So we didn't have to see. It was like blind date.
Yeah, atmospheric. Yeah, remember that. It's a story to tell.
I found out the name of the statue when you're selling your house. The statue of St. Joseph, the patron saint of home sellers, carpenters and families. So what you do is you bury a small statue of him in the property, often upside down and near the for sale sign, as a symbol of faith and a prayer for a quick sale.
But why upside down though?
I don't know. You place the statue head down and the feet pointing towards the street or the house's exit. Say a prayer, asking for a quick sale. Now, I think the hand on ours broke because he's holding his hand up. And the hand broke, but we buried it anyway when we were trying to sell our house. Like a quick sale. The house did not sell. And then there was a global pandemic a couple of months later.
Because of the hand.
Yeah.
You did it.
So we're responsible. Oh, my God. Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Never a dull moment in your house.
And there's something else I need to investigate when I go home. I will let you in on it tomorrow.
Okay.
So I woke up this morning and in front of the freezer was a pack of ice pops that was left out. And they were all obviously defrosted, and one of them someone had tried to open it, so it all spilled on the floor.
So an unsuccessful midnight snackage.
I think so, yeah. Okay. So I think I know who the culprit is, because the dog can't open a freezer. So my money's on Jamie.
The one that fears the cross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Una investigates tomorrow morning on the show. You don't want to miss that. We had our survey says this morning, which was loads of fun.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
The man who had frost on his windscreen in County Offaly this morning.
I did, yeah, got over it.
2 days in a row.
Yes, summer's gone. Survey says today, according to a study, a third of Irish people say they haven't used this so far this year. What is it they haven't used?
An ice scraper for their car.
In January, February, you probably used it.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Una has never used one, even though I bought her one.
Did you buy me an ice scraper?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What did I do with it?
I probably threw it in the bin on the way out of the studio after
an
the Christmas
ice scraper.
Show.
No, that would be really handy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I bought one for you.
Would you not get me one of the shields that you put on your windscreen?
No. We told you where to get one.
Yeah.
You didn't want
to. I'm a busy mum of twins. Oh, God, I'm asking him to do
within
it.
Within walking distance of your house, you could have bought in three different shops within 5 minute walking distance.
Okay, but listen, I'm not at the stage of my life where I need that right now.
Actually, across the road, you get one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So maybe...
Yeah, I got mine there. Yeah, it's handy. Yeah, it's good. Go. It's good.
All right, okay. I don't have one.
And I'm not buying you one. Right. I will. Do you know, between now and the this time next year, so make a note in your diaries, till the 23rd of September next year, I'm going to send you a WhatsApp saying, buy yourself a frost shield for your car. All right.
I think mine cost me 15. It's not expensive.
It's, yeah, it's not expensive, Anna.
Well, I don't need it at the moment.
Oh, you will, and then you'll be given out.
True, yeah.
Can I hear yes, that the survey question. Said again, please?
According to a study, a third of Irish people say they haven't used this so far this year. What is it?
Let me think.
Oh, my God. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just wanted to play the music.
You're a looter.
Magic Mike DVD. Yeah.
They haven't used this so far this year. Mm-hmm. Is it a razor?
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe, if you go au naturel.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Why not au naturel?
Yeah, fair enough. It's not the answer, though, no.
Okay. Is it they haven't used a checkout with an actual person? They've all gone self-service.
Oh, no.
What?
No, don't like the self-service. Not getting into that debate again.
No. You're frightened of it.
No.
It's not that, no.
Okay, but, yeah. We need some guesses on 087-110-2107. So what is it again, Donald?
Survey says, according to a study, a third of Irish people say they haven't used this so far this year. What is it?
All right, 087-110-2107. Our survey... Oh, by the way...
I'm laughing because of what you just said, which is this, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About what you've added to Una's calendar.
Yeah. So we were talking about there was a bit frosty in places this morning. Donald had to put his scrape.
And Una's like, oh, a scraper would be handy. And I did tell Una that I bought her an ice scraper for her car for Christmas.
Boring.
Oh, now she says boring. 2 minutes ago, she's like, that's a great...
I hadn't done that a minute ago, yeah.
What did I do with that? I'm like, you threw it in the bin with the rest of the gifts I got you.
I don't even know what an ice scraper looks like. Yeah, I don't know what, honestly. There. What have you done?
So I have I've put a reminder in your calendar, which will pop up in your phone, for every day between now and September 23rd, 2026, to tell you to buy a frost shield for your car. And until you buy one, I have it locked, so you can't actually delete it from your calendar.
OMG, this is a breach of GDPR.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not a breach.
So is it a breach of GDPR?
You clearly did not.
You got into my emails.
You clearly did not read your GDPR. Your
How dare you?
That is not a GDPR.
You're tinkering with my calendar.
No, I've added you to my calendar.
Get away. I don't want to be part of your calendar. Take me off it.
It'll be handy, though, because you might get one now. Yeah.
I don't want one.
You got the same car as size as mine, and it's just across the road, and it's easy.
Yeah, whatevs. Take me off this.
No.
I'm going to go to HR and report you.
This is for your own safety, because last year you called in and said, lads, I'm having difficulty getting the ice off my car. I'm going to be 20 minutes late. I'm like, you live 5 minutes away. And also, would you use the scraper I bought you? That's in the bin.
I'm 10 minutes away. And also, I don't care.
Yeah, we know you're 10 minutes away. I got stuck behind you in an 80 kilometre zone. You were driving 30 kilometres an hour. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Anyway, all right, listen, we're scrapping a Scally Sally. We don't have time for it now.
Survey said.
Yeah. Oh, we scrapped Scally Sally. Well, what are we asking?
According to a study, a third of Irish people say they haven't used this so far this year.
My God.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
The answer for Scally Sally is hardly the heating, is it?
The heating?
Was everyone last night anyway, and you're not alone with your windscreen. Mine's been frozen for the last couple of days as well.
Oh my God.
I had the heating on yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, first time.
First time as well, yeah.
I just threw a blanket over me in the sitting room.
Yeah. Oh, that's good of you. That's good.
I guess.
I'm just not on the money that you're on, Una.
Oh yeah.
I spend all my money.
That's a cabinet, you want?
I spend all my money on fuel to get to work. Unlike you, who live 5 minutes away.
Oh well, then move closer. Not my problem.
No way. You're mad.
No, it's not the answer. Okay. No.
A third of Irish people haven't used the socks or the jocks that they got for Christmas last year. Still in the wrapping.
Oh my God. Oh no way.
Oh, no, you need to refresh them.
I love me socks and jocks.
Yeah, that's you wait for Christmas to get your shampoos and your socks and jocks. It's not the answer, though.
My family think I'm messing when I say, I want socks for Christmas. They think I'm messing. I'm like, no, genuinely, get me fresh socks.
Oh, what do you give the man who has everything, huh?
What do you get the man who has everything?
Another great
Wow. Wow.
It's not socks and jocks. Okay. No.
Shall we get another guess?
Yeah. Go for it, yeah.
Would it be a hot water bottle by any chance?
Oh, hot water bottle's a good guess.
It's a very good
guess. Love me a hot water bottle.
Need it these days now. No, it's not the answer, no.
All right, let's get one more.
I think the answer is cash.
Oh, cash. Ooh. Oh, yeah, where are you from?
Owen in Monaghan.
All right. Owen in Monaghan loves a bit of cash.
Tapping away.
I can see Owen now taking a bundle out of his shirt pocket and licking his thumb, counting it out. Go on.
Oh, do you know what, though? If you bring cash with you, you don't spend as much because it's like, oh, it's physically leaving you.
You can see it going, yeah.
Where you're just like, tap.
And then you go, oh, the next day. Yeah.
Miss High Tax Bracket over there.
Oh, Miss High Tax Bracket.
Look at me with all my cash. Oh, look at my grand. Sure, forget about you. It's just tap. Wow.
No, it's not cash.
You came at me today, Mrs.
Yeah. Wow, you're coming at each other now. This is good. I like it.
Actually, if anybody hasn't listened to yesterday's podcast.
Oh, no.
That was funny. That was good.
My God. A lot of it was concentrated on Una and
Mrs. Snuffleupagus.
You came in eating an apple.
Yeah, that was.
You came in.
When I edited it, it was one of the funniest ones you've
For the done. Entire thing you ate. And then I told you that you do nothing but snort and grunt when in between clips when you're doing the news.
I have allergies. Okay, I have allergies.
I'll tell you what the allergies are.
I'm allergic to you.
So, for instance, right, this is you during your news bulletin.
Don't do it.
I'm going to play it. Listen, this is Una.
Ah! Okay.
I saved that because you came at
GDPR,
me all morning.
GDPR. Well, I did not give you permission to play that. You went behind my back. You sneakily recorded me. That's a breach. Breach. You know, I'm going to get GDPR your ass is. Done for that.
Actually, if you listen to the podcast, I said to you, do you mind if I record you and we play it? You said, yeah, go on then.
I did not.
You did.
Didn't lies.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you edited it out then, did you?
No, I saved it.
My eye.
Anyway, so listen, on the way, if anybody's interested, we're going to be doing an on-air course for Una of what GDPR is. Because you clearly don't understand
it. I do. HR.
No. All right.
Do you want the answer?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's the answer?
So the good guess is in, but the answer is a third of Irish people say they haven't used the ironing board this year. I think Una's in the bracket there.
I don't own one.
I was going to say, have you ever used
She doesn't know what GDPR is. She doesn't know what an ironing board is.
I know what a looter is, and there's one right in front of me. Stop playing that! No.
GDPR. Okay. It's not a GDPR. No. All right. That was fun. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
What are you eating?
I'm not eating anything.
What are you drinking?
Sparkling water.
Still. Oh, don't spoil it, but that's to come still. Or sparkling. All right, we had lots of fun at Rhyme It today. Did we have a score that beat yesterday's very, very poor score of 2? And will they be the person who's going to guess the contents of Una's drawers? We should get a bottle of sparkling water in there.
Oh, yeah. The good idea.
Yeah,
get more people on the buzz. On the sparkling buzz.
Actually... No, I have a question though I want to ask you in a few minutes, so we'll come back to that. Okay. Here's Rhyme It. Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it. Kelly is a secondary school teacher and an art teacher at that from Offaly. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks very much. How long have you been teaching art in school?
It's literally my first year.
Ooh, very exciting. So you're as excited
fresh
as
out.
All the freshmen are getting in there, trying to figure out what is foreshortening and what not.
Yeah.
Did you love art history?
Oh, loved it. Absolutely adored it.
Yeah, 16th century Italian art is just absolutely fascinating
to
me.
Oh, God. You did art for your leaving cert, so you're just trying to show off now in front of teacher Kelly.
Yeah.
In front of art teacher Kelly.
Yeah.
You're not going to.
Why?
What did you do for your final year project? Did you create something?
I did some sort of painting.
Paper mache?
I didn't do paper mache. It was leaving cert, Una.
Right.
Not primary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you loving your classes at the moment? Are they all behaving themselves?
Oh yeah, they're great craft, you know, that way.
Some art classes have they've got really cool things. We were very lucky in our art school. I went to Cool Mine in Blanchestown, and we had kilns, so we were able to do pottery and everything like that, and we had throw down plates and everything. It was fantastic. Really loved it. We were very, very lucky.
Do you have all that stuff, Kelly? Pottery?
Well, no, that's a bit
fancy.
Above my capabilities at the minute with kilns and stuff, but sure, look, we do whatever we can, isn't that it?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for now the Notions, a comment from Una. Wait for it.
Yeah, I don't know what school you went to.
Yeah,
it was a community school in Blanchestown.
Oh, stop backpedaling now. Pottery and whatever else you're banging on about.
Pottery, you now. All right, listen, Kelly, do you know how Rhyme It works?
I do, yeah.
All right, okay, cool. Okay, we're going to give you a word right now.
Yep.
Your word, Kelly, is make. M-A-K-E.
That's the Kerry accent.
M-A-K-E.
M-A-K-E. Every answer will rhyme with make. Are you ready for your 30 seconds?
I'm ready.
Top score is 2 to beat. Your time starts now.
When you're feeling unwell, you may have a belly what?
Ache.
When the light goes red, you have to do what?
Break.
You kill a vampire with a what?
Steak.
Who sings One Dance?
Drake.
Ryan Reynolds' wife's first name?
Blake.
A type of fish?
Hake.
Taylor Swift's song, What It Off?
Shake.
Have a Kit Kat, take a?
Break.
You should have this medium rare?
Steak.
You might have one of these in your ice cream?
Time is up.
Break.
Time is up. Wow.
Wow, Kelly.
We have not had a score like that before ever on Rhyme It. You have broken all records. It's going to be really tough to beat. Super easy round if you were able to rhyme with make. Anyway, you got 9.
Well done, our teacher Kelly.
Thank you. Look, I'm an overachiever.
That's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. You nailed it, Kelly.
It's going to be hard to beat. Listen, how are you feeling? Speech.
Sure, look, has to be done.
Someone has to do this.
Do you want to give a shout out to your school?
Don't do it.
I think I won't, just in case I get a slagging off any of them.
Oh, hey!
Come here, Kelly, are you watching Traitors Ireland?
I am, yeah.
What did you think of last night's episode?
I haven't seen it. No spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you already spoiled it. You're looking to hear earlier on this morning. Huge spoiler.
I did a
warning. Oh, no, I turned it off and I left in 5 minutes and then I come back to him.
Okay, right.
Oh, right, good woman. Yeah.
Okay,
see,
all right.
Now so what you've done.
Final
one. I know better than to listen to Cooper.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. Is that my wife? Okay, Kelly, lovely to chat to you. Hopefully we'll chat to you on Friday if your score's not better, all right?
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye-bye. Kelly. Bye.
If you'd like to have a go at playing, rhyme it 087-110-2107. If you reckon that you can answer faster than Kelly and beat a score of 9 this week, you know what to do.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Okay, so before we get into the hill I'll die on, which is your hill that you will die on, which caused such controversy, I need to ask you, because it involves sparkling water, have you still got a shed full of 2 litre bottles that you haven't brought back to claim the money?
I mean, literally, from the bottom to the roof is filled with, oh, I'm going to be minted. Going to be rolling in it for Christmas. Christmas is going to pay for itself.
I think we should do something where you think you know what is worth in there. Then we go to the bottle recycler return machine, all right?
Okay,
and
okay.
I wonder if you get it spot on that we double the money.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to get it spot on. Like,
good, thank God, because I don't have the money to do that.
I'd say I'm looking at €300.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I'm telling you. I'll take a picture of the shed and show you.
€300 worth of bottles.
I'm telling you, these recycled bottles, they're my pension.
See, you've never done it though, have you? You've never gone to the return recycling.
I have, it's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
That's why I don't go.
Oh, right. I must figure out where the one is where you can actually dump them all. There is one of the machines, I think it's in Kildare somewhere, where you can just dump all the bottles into a big drum and it does it for you.
Oh, fantastic. That's where I will travel to Kildare, so.
Yeah.
And I'll do it all. I'll need to order some kind of truck to bring them with me though.
Do you have a van?
I don't have a... They wouldn't fit in a van.
Ah, they would.
They would not fit in a van. When did that come in? Like two years ago?
Yeah.
I'd say I've been 6-7 times max.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep them.
All right. Watch this space.
A bit of a hoarder as well.
When can we then... Maybe we'll fill up all the iRadio cars with them and my car as well and your car.
No, you're not cashing in on me and my savings now.
No, we're going to do and we're going to see how much exactly it is.
Okay, cool. Right, yeah, okay. Let's do it.
And you can donate it to a charity.
I will donate some to charity.
You will, yeah.
Yeah, I will.
The Una Christmas Fund. All right. Here's the hill I'll die on. Tuesdays is the hill I'll die on. This is where we could split the entire nation. Could be 50-50 in a 70-30. They're just examples of percentages I'm going to throw your direction. but I don't know which way this is going to go. And I know I'm 100% against you on this. So if you agree with me or Una, I'd like to hear from you. 087-110-2107. You can have a little bit of a ranty rage as well if you leave a voice note on our WhatsApp.
Okay, here goes.
Okay.
Now, I know I'm going to be in the minority on this. But I'm not afraid to stand up for what I believe in.
You go, girl.
Sparkling water is far superior to still.
Why don't you get in your sparkling water, sea, and get out of here?
Sparkling water is the rich cousin of beverages.
Oh, my God.
It does everything. It gives you hydration. It gives you the fizz. It gives you satisfaction. And because you're drinking it, you're dripping with the riz. still water is bland. Hot water, it's no fun, no fizz, no excitement, no bubbles hopping on your tongue. And at least sparkling water tastes like something. Still water just tastes like wet.
Still water tastes like wet.
It does, it just tastes like wet. Like sparkling water has personality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Still is just damp.
I completely disagree with
tastes
you.
Tastes like dishwater.
Well, that's dishwater.
Might as well go out and lick the condensation off a window.
That's lovely, right? Yeah. I couldn't disagree with you anymore, because sparkling water has that weird carbonated kind of taste of where
exactly
it's missing.
It's refreshing.
No, it's missing something. Like, usually it's kind of like if you're out and about and they're like, oh, you guys want water for your table? And you're just like, yeah, cool. Would you like still or sparkling?
Sparkling.
And if you opt for sparkling, they always throw a slice of lime in it or a slice of lemon to give it some sort of personality and flavor, because it's got nothing going on in its life.
Nothing going on. Nothing going on.
You're drinking it, you're like, why is there no flavor in this? You're drinking it like, why does it taste like absolute garbage?
Well, hello.
Why does it taste like the sole of a shoe?
Hello.
What
does your puddle water, still water taste like?
Still water is lovely. If you get the right still water at the right temperature, it's absolutely glorious.
No, it's not. It's horrendous. I can't cope with it.
I would drink water out of a garden hose before I drink sparkling
water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because you're not sophisticated enough for sparkling water. You don't have the palate.
You accuse me of having too much sophistication on a daily basis when it comes to this.
No, I tell you that you've got notions. That's completely different from sophistication.
I just admitted to drinking from a garden
your
hose.
Your own bottom.
Bottom and hose should not be in the same sentence unless you go for a medical clear out. All right, 087-1102-107. Do you agree with Una and the hill that she'll die on, which is?
Sparkling water is far superior to still. Come on, sparklies, let's sparkle and shine.
The fact that you need a nickname for your little group is pathetic to kind of make up.
Sparkly happy people.
Sparkly
happy people.
I can't believe you even threw in the Gen Z term there. What? Hey, it's got Riz. Hey, ha. Any of you guys who drink still water, skibbity to that. Sparkling water or still water? And my crazy, unhinged snuffleupagus friend over there is a fan of sparkling water and thinks it is superior.
Far superior to still. Yeah.
Cool. Go on, state your case. Go on, very quickly.
Listen, I knew I was going to be on my own in this one, but I feel strongly about this because, as I said, sparkling water it has everything. It gives you the hydration, it gives you the fizz. You look like you got the riz, it gives you the satisfaction. Still, it's just bland puddle water. There's no fun, no fizz, no excitement, no bubbles popping on your tongue, and at least it tastes like something. Still water just tastes like damp.
All right, let's go to the experts. Shannon, good morning.
Hi, Shannon.
Morning, guys.
Shannon, you're a scientist, if anything, aren't you?
Oh, jeez, I don't know if I'd give myself the title of a scientist now, but,
You're a farm inspector. You know better than
I am.
Yeah. So, you know...
And what would you be inspecting now, Shannon?
Specifically, organic farms.
Ooh.
Oh, to make sure everything is organic.
So, all those lovely organic labels that you see on the shelves in supermarkets and that wear out. Making sure that, you know, those products are actually organic once they hit the shelf.
Yeah, because you have to pay more for them because of the word organic.
Well, I suppose you're paying for quality.
You're paying for quality. I'm glad you're doing your job there, Shannon.
And it's not organic if they use tap water to water them either, is it?
No, they can use tap water.
But there's chemicals in tap water, so that kind of goes against
They're
it.
Tested.
They're tested. Okay. Oh, that's the way they get around it. Would they use sparkling water?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, you couldn't be doing that.
All right, what's your take on sparkling water?
So, do you know the way years ago you would have had, like, a box TV, like the really old TVs, and, you know, there'd be that film of static or something on the front of it when you turn it on? That's exactly what sparkling water tastes like. That's exactly how I imagine it. I don't understand why anyone needs to have fizzy water. If you want a fizzy drink, go and have, like, I don't know, a Club Orange.
No,
a Fanta,
because
Coke,
you're getting the fizz without the guilt, Shannon. The fizz without the guilt.
No, it's, look, Una, it's a bit notion-y now, I think.
Notion-y? How can you say I have notions? I don't have notions, Shannon. I don't.
No,
Come on now. I don't even iron my clothes. I am not notiony. I just like a bit of fizz.
It's happened. Finally.
What?
People have seen the light and thought that you're the notiony one in the relationship.
I
think it's time now that, you know, you got your own bit of a scold in there. You give Cooper an awful hard time there at times, you know, with his gravy boats and that. But here you are, drinking fizzy water, like, you know, questions need to be asked soon.
Shannon, the man, listen, the man asked someone, do you buy him a gravy boat for his wedding? He actually put it down. He had a wedding list, first of all. I mean, he was a wedding list.
Yeah,
notions.
Why not?
right? In Ardents. And gravy balls on it.
The difference is that you actually choose to drink the sparkling static water, though. That's the difference.
He chooses
he's
to use...
chancing his arm looking for the gravy boat, probably.
But why would he chance his arm? Why would the man want a gravy boat? Why wouldn't he use a cup?
No, if someone else is buying me something, I chance my arm for something strange as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you've got notiony guests like Una coming over, they're going to expect the gravy in a boat.
No.
Shannon, Shannon, you brought me so much.
You didn't even get your name right, Shannon. Did you see that? That's shocking. I can't believe you did that. I'm so embarrassed.
Written
for you.
Down here, played rhymes.
Oh no, that's terrible, Shannon. I would never do that to you.
Yeah, right.
You know my notions.
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon, you absolute legend.
Go forth and drink a glass of sparkling water. You'll thank me afterwards, love.
No, thanks, Una.
Do you know what, Shannon? Go get yourself a bottle of sparkling water and send us a voice note with all the burps that come up.
Right. It's good to burp.
All right, cheers. Look after yourself. Cheers. Bye. 087-110-2107. It's not too divided at the moment. It is 100% on my side. That still water is so much better than your notiony sparkling
notion-y,
water.
You can't
I love
call
that.
Me
that
notion-y.
Is so amazing.
Shut up, gravy balls.
Una's got notions. We've got Cooper and Una and a big, giant 2-liter bottle of sparkling water. And so here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, there's the release.
Oh, my God. So the Hill of Down this morning has created one hell of a... Oh, she's drinking in there.
Like, I don't leave the house without a bottle of sparkling water, and that is the truth.
Lots of reaction coming in. You're saying that sparkling water is far superior to tap water. Yeah. That you think it's puddles. Yeah. And going to fly through these voice notes here, and you can react to them as accordingly.
Accordingly. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Una. The only time bubbles should be in water is when it's in a bath. Straight, ordinary, plain water all the way, especially from a lovely well. Good luck.
Yeah, out of your well.
Yeah, but out of your well. I don't have a well. Cooper, you have a well.
Yeah, well, you're a townie. I live in the countryside. I have to have a well.
You're a wannabe culchie. And having a well is a bit like Downton Abbey-esque, isn't it?
Oh.
Well, is it not?
That's Una.
What?
Who said that?
No, but is it not?
No. Because,
does it get useful water from the well?
Our house is only connected to the water recently. Like, to the actual, the county water.
So you were using the water from the well? So you had your own water supply?
You had to, yeah.
Oh. What tax bracket are you on?
To have your own... You're the one who's to pay for water, isn't it? Ours comes out to the wall. Ours comes out to the ground.
Yeah, well, at least I... No, I better not say that.
Go on.
I was just going to say that I know for sure that in the sparkling water, there won't be any cryptosporidium.
Oh, by the way, Una flushes her toilet with sparkling water. There we go. Okay.
Hi, Radio Lisa here. Una, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Mm-hmm. Sparkling water gives me the ick to vomit.
Stop.
Seriously, I don't know how anybody drinks it. Yeah. It's rough.
Oh, no.
Ugh, disgusting.
Go on.
No, still water all the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a good day, guys.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
Will you stop, Una? Fizzy water is like a chemical reaction in your mouth. It's like water that's been pumped full of farts that couples hold in from each other. It's absolutely stink.
Stop! It's not farty water.
Well, no, but like farts that couples have held in from each other. Hang on.
Sparkling water. Vile. Yeah. Rotten.
Yeah.
Still water the whole way.
All the way.
Hi, guys. If you want to tell Una what... My waddy orange into her sparkling water. It'll give her that excitement she's looking for.
Oh, I've done it and it has given me the excitement I'm looking for. Listen, I knew I'd be in the minority, but that's because the shiny, sparkly people out there, they know who they are and I'm here for you and I'm giving you a voice.
We haven't found one person.
I don't.
Apart from the one person who needs to add something to it to make it taste different.
I'm sorry, Una, but you're delusional.
Yeah, well, we've said that quite a lot.
Sparkling water does not have any personality. It's trying to steal personality from water and from fizzy drinks. No. And then it didn't even make it a good personality.
It's great...
like drinking static.
There you go, drinking static. A lot of people saying that.
Sparkling water tastes like an old fuzzy telly. Completely with Cooper on this one.
Thank you very much.
Why is sparkling water getting so much hate? I'm glad that I'm here and I'm standing up for sparkling water.
Yeah, you do that.
I will do that.
There'll be a great revolution, a great rise up against everybody, and it'll be standing up there with a bottle of San Pellegrino going,
San Pellegrino.
there you go.
I told you.
Yeah, right. That's a bottle of San Pellegrino.
That is not a bottle of San Pellegrino. Yeah. That came from one of the German shops in a six pack.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You just stop trying to back up now. You're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing yourself.
That is the hill I'll die on, and that was the most fun. You can continue to send in your abusive WhatsApps if you like. 087-110-2107 because I'm enjoying this too much. The hill I'll die on is stretching out. Because we've had such a reaction to Una's claim, which is this.
Sparkling water is far superior to still water.
My goodness, has this created a debate? Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Una.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
You're my friend, Sharon, aren't you?
I very much am, yeah.
You're one of the shiny, sparkly gals.
Yes, I am.
You drink sparkling water.
I love it.
Tell us why.
I first started drinking it, I think, about 6 years ago in Malta, and I'm a bit addicted now.
Yeah, once you go sparkle, you can never go back, isn't that right?
No, no.
Don't think that's
an ice-chilled, cold bottle of sparkling water is just, oh.
It's so satisfying, isn't it?
It is, yep.
Like, I never, ever leave the house without a bottle of sparkling water.
Oh, I'm the same, I have them everywhere.
Go on.
Thankfully, I'm the only one in my house that actually drinks sparkling water, so it's
me
all mine.
Me too. It's great.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of so there's two of you now who drink sparkling water out of the entire country. Well done.
There's more of us.
It's no wonder there's loads of sparkling water on the shelves.
Actually, I think you'll find that the majority of the time, that there isn't any. Because it sells out.
Because you buy
it. It does sell out.
Yeah, because it's in demand.
So I kind of stock up when I do see plenty of it in. I stock up.
Yeah, you're right too.
I don't like running out.
No, me neither. No, yeah. I couldn't go back to the just still water creates like a film of grease on my stomach. Like
what the hell are you drinking?
Boring people drink still water. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. And 3, 2, 1, shout boring at Cooper. 3, 2, 1. Boring. Sorry, like a witch cackle. Oh, that was a
fun. I didn't want to come on because I knew I'd laugh.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. You've made my day. You've got the best laugh ever.
Oh, God. Well, Una, I've been known to stop the car in the morning driving because I do laugh so much at you. So.
Thank you, Sharon. Oh, this has been so much fun. Oh, it's official. So, yes.
It is, yeah. Sparkly people are fun.
Yeah.
They certainly are bubbly, that's for sure.
We're bubbly.
Yes, okay. We are very
You're
bubbly people.
Boring. Wow.
That was possibly the most fun I've had without being involved in something in a long time.
Keep it clean.
I'm a watcher.
Oh, your laugh is amazing.
Oh, my God. All right, so Sharon, thank you so much. What do you have to do today? Do you have to go to work or what do you have to
do? No, I'm in work actually just now. I'm on a construction site, so I said to Donald that the signal is not very great here.
Oh, I hear somebody reversing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mind yourself.
Look after yourself. Thanks, cheers,
guys.
Sharon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye.
Oh, my God. Was that fun?
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant.
All right, listen. We've a billion WhatsApps to play, which we'll have to come back to. We are having so much fun this morning. Who would have thought that you would get so much mileage out of the top between still and sparkling water, which Una has died on the hill, or she will die on the hill.
On the sparkles.
Is far superior to still water. And I thought, we'll have a bit of crack with this, but oh my God, has it taken off?
Hey, Una, don't listen to those silly little sparkling water flukes. They have no taste. Sparkling water cleanses the palate, quenches the thirst, and just chop. Chop listeners, them still water eejits and all.
There we go. Hey! We call eejits and flutes.
And flutes. Flutes is my favourite word. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. You're a flute.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Cooper and Una. Well, I'm sorry, Cooper. I'm going to have to agree with Una on this. I love sparkling water.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't hit me on it. Just go with it, okay? So.
All right, here come the facts. Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're supposed to get, a lot of water intake. Is it, 8 litres or pints or whatever a day?
So, 8 litres a day would be quite dangerous. So, 3.7 litres would be the average. 8 litres a day can lead to a very serious problem, so.
Oh, well, you know what we mean.
We got the number wrong.
There's a difference of 5 litres in there, Luna.
And I feel like water is just so boring to drink. And I don't want to be filling myself up with all the sugary drinks and all that there that has fizz in it, because it's bad for your teeth and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I agree. It's like, you know, as much
it's
as
hydrating.
We, as much as we'd love to be all be able to drink like a Pepsi all day or have some sort of energy drink all day, we know it's not good for you if you're drinking sugary drinks all day, but like substituting it with something that tastes like the static off a TV screen is disgusting.
Says you.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
By drinking sparkling water, you're getting the best of both worlds. You feel like you're drinking something, which I agree with Una on completely 100%, but at the same time you're getting your water intake for the day. So it's a win-win situation. So if you want to can't drink ordinary water, but you want to make sure you get your water into it enough during the day, yes, I'm with Una here. Sparkling water all the way.
Woohoo!
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on, the sparkles.
I love sparkling water.
Well done.
Yeah. Sparkling water is amazing. Why do so many pregnant women crave it?
Oh, yeah.
Your body needs it. Mm-hmm. That's why, Una. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Okay, right, I get it. When you're pregnant, you get cravings. My mother craved Zip fire lighters when she was pregnant with me.
I'd say she had them as well. I'd say she tucked it.
How dare you? What are you saying about me? It's a good day to be sitting out maybe in the park and having a sparkling water, really.
Oh, lovely. Refreshing.
What a reaction to the hill I'll die on. This has possibly been the biggest
division of the country.
It wasn't even the biggest division. It was just more of a reaction to you and sparkling water and everybody pretty much against it. A few people with you.
Oh, come on. That changed. It changed.
I got a message here saying the hotel I worked in years ago used to make a fortune out of sparkling water. At weddings, the tables used to get 4 bottles of still and 4 bottles of sparkling. The guests would drink all the still water and the sparkling went back in the fridge at the end of the night and used again for the next wedding.
I think people are just afraid of the sparkling water. They're afraid of the difference. Do you know what I mean? They're afraid of change, but we need to change that. You know?
You think
free
that...
Free yourself. Drink the sparkle. Take off the bras and drink the sparkling water. Don't. What you doing?
I agree.
I dare say that sparkling water is...
Notions.
It's not. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace the sparkle.
A lot of people say notions with the embrace the sparkle. Where are you going? That's notion-y.
It's not notion-y.
Coming up with a catchphrase for the sparkling water.
You're king of the notions.
Embrace the sparkles. You should get onto the water company's
love
name.
Love the bubbles. Yeah.
Hi, Una and Cooper. Una, I'm on your side. I love fizzy water. And the finer the bubbles, the better. Good vintage.
Good vintage, baby.
Good vintage. Oh, my God. Right, we need to put this to bed. It's gone on way too long, you know?
Yeah, here's the giggles out of the two of them. You swear the word two addicts. Oh, it's great stuff.
Oh, yes. This is when we were talking to Sharon and Una and yourself, Sharon, bonded so well over water that you thought that anybody who drank still water was...
3, 2, 1. Boring!
And there we go.
Sorry, like a witch cack. Oh, that was a
fun. I didn't want to come on because I knew I'd laugh.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. You've made my day. You've got the best laugh ever.
Oh, God.
We actually had to cut that. Do you know, do you want to know how long that was?
It's a laughing.
Yeah.
Long time.
All right. I'll tell you exactly how long that was. That was 22 seconds of laughter. We actually had to cut 14 minutes off.
Thank you for bringing so much joy, Sharon, you fellow sparkling water enthusiast. Yes.
I think we had a lot of fun.
You know, in Europe, they call sparkling water, if you ask for it, like in the Czech Republic, I think it's a mit gas.
And mit gas,
yeah,
as in you emit gas.
No, mit gas. It has it with gas.
No, I think it's you admit gas.
No, it's not.
Yeah, then it is.
It's mit out it, mit out gas or something like that.
I love it, mit or mit out it. How are you doing? Do I mit gas or mit out it?
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sorry, what were you saying?
So yesterday you wouldn't allow me eat an apple and now you're giving out because I'm drinking water. You can't stand the noise of it. I think you're the problem. You are the common denominator in the problems.
Jesus.
Like, I don't know what, like, I don't eat or drink when we're on air or doing the podcast.
Oh, putty for you. Isn't that great?
I'm just conscious that people don't like the sound of slurping.
I eat little and often. Little and often is my motto. Did you?
Look at this little pack of 12 snacks. They're only tiny.
Yeah, sure. All right, here's Truth or Trash from today.
Trash.
All right, who's got facts? Would you like to go first there, Donald? Give us
yes,
a fact.
Yes, why not? Yes. The bells on fire engines in the 19th century were originally used to attract spectators to cheer on the firefighters and maximise productivity. Originally. Oh. They didn't end up that way. As in now.
Now they use calendars instead to attract spectators.
Oh, the firemen.
The firemen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my annual fireman calendar.
Oh, do you?
It goes to a really good cause.
There you go. And you get to see a fireman every morning.
Damn right.
I
always wanted to be a fireman.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
My dad was a fireman.
This is true.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Absolute legend.
I used to go to the fire station up the road from me. They'd let me wash their cars with their hose. Like, yeah!
Oh, cool.
The hose not blow you away.
Oh, it was so powerful, yeah. It's amazing.
I'm going to say true.
You lock it in?
Locking that in.
This was back when they started having bells and stuff in
what year?
America.
What year?
19th century. So, 19th yeah.
Century. So were they horse-drawn?
A lot of them were, yeah.
Fire, mm-hmm. So...
Oh, they were originally, yeah.
They didn't have the Dennis fire engine of the popular brand.
Oh, yeah. Putting your fireman knowledge in. Is that on your calendar?
Yeah. do you know what? Why not? I'll say, yeah, lock it in. I'd say true.
True? No, it's false.
Damn it. Oh, my yeah. God.
But you both fell for it. That was good.
So, anything behind that?
No. I just made it up, yeah.
You just made
it
up
They did have... bells on in the beginning, but it was more just get out of the way, same as now.
Oh, fair enough.
That's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
All right, you go.
I'll go. All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to blow your tiny minds, and I'm going to give you my fact right now. Okay, you ready? The Lion King. Was originally in Japanese. No, The Lion King was originally called King of the Jungle.
See, I can imagine that being true, to be fair.
Well, wouldn't that be then too close to the Jungle Book?
Maybe that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
The Jungle Book, which was based in India... Oh, jeez, I just got electric shock.
We all heard that electric shock, yeah.
Serves you right.
That's karma coming back.
Serves me right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Sparkling water.
That's what happens when you mansplain something.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's true. I mean, it was in India, but there's jungles in both places.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying true.
Lock it in, lock it in, lock
locked,
it in.
Locked. Locked.
The Lion King was originally called King of the Jungle is true.
Hakuna Matata.
Before they realised that lions don't actually live in jungles, don't
they? Oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Do they not?
No, they live on the plains.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
More open spaces, yeah.
Oh, very good.
I'm not going to explain it.
Though. I did, no, don't.
No.
I didn't ask. I did not ask. Don't. My turn.
Zebra.
We're fresh at it.
Hakuna Matata.
What a tune.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Okay.
What is
my go?
Yeah.
Go on, Una.
In 2009.
Oh, yeah.
A study was conducted yep. in the university.
You're doing a great job.
In the university.
It's not like you're live on the radio or anything like that.
In the university of Bristol.
Bristol this time. Yes.
On groups of people. Yes, Bristol.
Bristol this
it's
time.
It's a city, yes. In
I've been there.
Oh, sorry, just don't mean to woman's plane. Anyway, in 2009, a study was conducted in the University of Bristol on groups of people, those who enjoyed sparkling water and those who prefer still water. These were some of the findings. 93% of the still water enthusiasts mm-hmm. clap when the plane lands. 83% of them say, let's call it a night before 9 p.m. And 100% of them still update their Facebook status.
These are people who drink sparkling water.
Sparkling water. No,
the still water. This is the still water people still are boring.
Yeah, but you've just described you. You,
I
you
do not
use
clap
Facebook.
On the plane. I do use Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to me, gang. That is from the love. Oh, is it your birthday?
I did not.
And then I remember, actually, no, you don't clap on the plane, Lance, because you're usually fast asleep.
Yeah. And I definitely do not say, let's call it a night before 9 p.m. Anyway, these were
don't.
The findings at the University of Bristol about the still water enthusiasts, the still water group.
The University of Bristol.
Yeah.
You don't know the name of the actual college in Bristol, no?
The Bath University.
Oh, the Bath.
No, Bath is not Bath. In Bristol. Yeah,
it's close to it.
It's close.
They have a university in Bath and Bristol.
It begins with B.
Yeah.
No. Trash. But I like your creativity again.
Thanks. But you're saying it's trash?
Yeah.
Ye of little faith. Still water drinkers, huh?
If you could have just left it as the fact.
The fact? I did left it at the fact. 93% still water group clap on the plane, Lance.
No, 83%
of them say let's call it live before 9 p.m. and 98% of them still update their Facebook status. No shade, man.
Them bits I didn't think were true, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of codswallop. And I'm not going to let that in.
It's true.
It's not.
It is. It's true.
Oh, yeah, sorry. See a postgraduate course here of, like, how to find out who's rubbish at water or not. Oh, my God. I don't even know what that was anymore.
What?
What is truth or trash?
Like I'm educating you on university findings from the University of Bristol.
Una's venting platform, yeah.
That was brilliant. That was so much fun.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And there is our podcast from the show today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Back tomorrow morning for Una Investigates Who Took the Ice Pops and couldn't manage to open them.
It, yeah.
And then left them on the floor. Who
didn't even put them back. At least they shut the freezer door.
But who spooked them that they just dropped them on the floor? Or is it that just a page out of your book of like, and just dropped it and left?
Probably.
Somebody else had cleaned it up.
Probably. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
This is very true. We will talk to you tomorrow morning on the show. Thank you for downloading, following and subscribing. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
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 The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.